I was going to say, I hope they don't eliminate my Twitter feed, but I don't have Twitter anyway, so it don't matter. But anyway, what I want to talk about is why we should not abandon America and Donald Trump. That's not all about Donald Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is the only thing standing between light and darkness. Okay? So, I'm going to read you a blog that Mario Murillo wrote. And then after that, he wrote this, he said they were warned him to quit sending these blogs because it was going to affect his ministry and they would shut his ministry down. And it's time that the body of Christ, don't care what it looks like. We're in a Shadrach and a Daniel moment. We're standing at the fiery furnace right now. And if we bow, we'll bow. And if we turn tail and run, the lions' mouths won't be shut. And I have compassion for those who have turned tail. But I'm going to tell you something. If you think I'm going to turn tail, you're wrong. And if you don't want to be affiliated with it, then you better leave. Because what they're trying to do is to shut up the truth. Yeah, and the church. I heard Donald Trump say, they don't like him, but they hate us. Because they hate the church because the church is the only thing keeping them from accomplishing their goal. Why is that? Because like the word Pauline, I don't know if she said millions or whatever. Okay, that's what I wrote down, but I wasn't for sure. Don't be afraid because millions of people are praying for this nation. What my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways. Does it say I might heal this land? It says I will. So we're at the place right now where we're going to have to take God's word literally. You know, we can't say, well, what if, or well, but. Well, we've got to get our butt out of the way, and we've got to stand firm on what God's word says. Because when you put butt in there, then you've just eliminated your faith, okay? So I'm going to read you this blog that Mario wrote. There are bloodthirsty Trump haters inside and outside the church demanding that we renounce Trump and admit we made a costly blunder supporting him. It is disgusting to see some of his supporters throwing in the towel and abandoning him at the first sign of trouble, especially since God is well able to do a miracle. Now, and I wrote down it just on the side deal. There are people losing their Facebook accounts. And that's what we were talking about this morning. Twitter accounts and all them other accounts on social media because they're standing up for the truth. You know what? If you get banned on social media, there's a good chance you're doing something right. Because they don't want the truth. That's why they're banning it. They don't want the truth to be spoken. And what sets you free? The truth. They don't want people to be set free. If they can shut up the truth, they can keep this nation in bondage. But they can't shut it up. Okay? Now here's what Mario said. Here are some reasons why I'm not abandoning Donald Trump. And like I say, it's not about Donald Trump and Joe Biden. It's about good versus evil. But we should never abandon Donald Trump because he is the one standing in the gap right now for this nation. I'm not comparing him to Christ or as being our Savior, but I'm saying he's standing in the gap. And whenever the church needed Donald Trump, he was there. He came to our defense at great personal cost. How can the church abandon him now when it may cost the church something? Donald Trump knew evil when he saw it. He knew the corrupt and vile leftists that infested Washington. And that is both parties, Democrat and Republican. It's vile. And they're not statesmen, they're politicians, and all they're concerned about is not this nation, but they're concerned about their future. They're selfish. Okay? Donald Trump discerned the evil of the deep state, Republican and Democrat alike. He decoded the shameful agenda of big tech and media. That probably get me banned there. He hated evil and resisted it with every executive order and every appointment to the Supreme Court. That's one reason the church should not abandon Donald Trump. How can we not see that it is evil and only evil that is trying to control the election so they can take over this nation? How can we not see that standing with Donald Trump and the truth is to stand against evil? We should be fasting and praying, rebuking and declaring victory over Satan every minute of every day. We should not be abandoning our post. When things looked impossible, Donald Trump held his ground and continued to confess what he would do about the economy, what he would do about China, and what he would do about our religious freedoms. Even when it looked crazy, he would not back down. That's why the church should not abandon Donald Trump. While his enemies laughed at his promises, Donald Trump simply rolled up his sleeves and did the impossible. Just because we can't see what that miracle should look like does not mean that we cannot stand with Donald. Now that we need a miracle, how can we not stand alongside him and believe for the impossible? Now you know why I will not abandon Donald Trump. Will you, Mario Murillo? Okay. And why just think, that's why the left is trying to shut him up. Because, think about this. He did something prophetic when he made Jerusalem the capital of Israel. The devil hates him, and he's doing everything he can do to shut him up. That right now is the only thing that the body of Christ has standing in the gap. Do you think if the left, Joe Biden and Harris, get in, that the church will have the freedom? Look at the idiots that's blocking the truth right now. That's just foretelling what would happen if the body of Christ gives up and says, well, there's nothing I can do. I don't care how impossible it looked. It looked impossible for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But they said, even if he doesn't, we're not going to bow down. Daniel, whenever they said, if you ask anything of anybody but the king, will be thrown into the lion's den. What'd he do? He went home and throwed the window open, and I'd say he probably a little bit louder that day than he ever did. That's what the body of Christ has got to do. We can't cow down to the threats and the intimidation that the enemy is trying to do, because he's trying to shut up the church, and he is trying to keep the truth from coming out. There's no way that you can convince me that Donald Trump did not win the election. There's no way that you can convince me that fraud did not take place. Now, you've heard me say this is about spiritual warfare. And I say, it's not about Biden and Trump. It's about evil versus good. It's about the devil trying to shut up the children of God. Well, let's look at this. If Donald Trump won the election, what is the difference that when Jesus went to the cross and he was wrongly judged for you, when he went to the whipping post and was beaten, it says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. He had the chastisement of our peace upon him. And by his stripes ye were healed. Your healing has been paid for, just like Donald Trump won the election. Well, everybody's mad about the corruption in the election, but the church has got so used to, well, let us put up with sickness. There ain't nothing I can do. Why aren't we as mad about the devil coming against the promises and the salvation that Jesus Christ paid for as we are about this election? There should be no difference. Because if the church has been desensitized to the things of the devil, the church has allowed God's word to be watered down and they have become ineffective. It's time the church stands up. And you know, my political correctness, don't be concerned about what they think. Because they don't affect us in any way. And the thing about it is, why would we abandon Donald Trump in America? Think about this. One reason we should never abandon Donald Trump in America, think about the 61 million babies that have been murdered since Roe versus Wade. And when Donald Trump gets back into office, there's a good chance that will be overturned. That's why we don't abandon Donald Trump and America. Think about God's definition of marriage. One man and one woman. Not same-sex marriage. That's an abomination to God. That's going against everything that God says. Why would I abandon godly principles in America? Okay, what about our children? Think about our children. How the left, Biden and them, said, well, I think it's 8 years old, they should be able to decide if they want to be a boy or a girl. God created you a pointer or a setter. That's plain and simple. There ain't no deciding. You're created. And like somebody said, if you wonder what you are, just look. It's self-explanatory. But the left is wanting to become God, and you choose. Don't be concerned about what they... I mean, I'm really concerned about what people think. You can tell. But here's the thing. They want to sexually exploit our children. Let's think, why abandon America? Look at Quinn sitting there innocent. What do they have in store for that little boy? What do they have in store for Hannah's little kids sitting back there on the back row? It ain't good. And it's time that the church stands up and we don't cave in. It don't matter if our life's on the line or not. Our life is on the line. And we should be willing to stand even if it costs. Are you mad yet? Are you ready to fight? Like I say, we should be fighting for salvation, just like we're fighting for this nation. And what I'm talking about, well, when you give your life to Christ, when you die, you'll go to heaven. Yeah, you will. But why just take a little bit of what Jesus paid for? You know, why let the devil steal our healing when it's been paid for? It's just like the election. It's been won. Fraud is what's trying to take it away from it. And I'm talking with me. I'm battling symptoms just like everybody else. And that's why I don't consider the symptoms. And that's what we can't consider what the devil's throwing at us. All we can consider is, remember Hezekiah said last week, he turned his back away from everybody and looked to God. That's all we can consider. Whenever the devil tries to send symptoms, devil, I don't care what you're trying to hit me with. Jesus paid for my healing. You're a liar. And I'm not receiving it. Now the church is going to have to be bold. The Bible says, what? The violent take it by force. And that's what we're going to have to do. We've been so passive and we've allowed the devil to steal from the body of Christ for years. And it's time that we stand our ground. And what? How do we overcome the devil? What's the Bible says? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Open your mouth and plead the blood. Because like Terry was saying this morning, whenever God looks at you, what's He look at you through? The blood of Jesus. If you've asked Jesus into your heart, whenever God looks at you, stayed out all night, Noel said, and just coming home, laid out all night. Larry, God wasn't looking at Larry about being out all night like Noel said. And I've known Noel long enough to know he wouldn't. But God was looking at Larry through the blood. So here's the deal. Don't be concerned about what people's trying to say about you. Because it don't matter how they see you. It matters how God sees you. And He sees you through the blood. He sees you as victorious at every step. The Bible says no weapon formed against you will prosper. We've got to take God at His word. I mean, millions of people across the, not just the United States, but across the universe have been praying for this nation. They know how important it is for America to stay godly. Do you think that God is not going to honor them? Well, that's ignorance on the sea. The devil, he's never won one battle that he got in with the Lord. And he's not going to win that. Jesus said, I seen him fall as lightning from heaven. Well, he's getting ready to fall again. And you know, the devil is trying to catch America asleep. And you think about this. We've been praying, and there's people been praying all over the universe for revival to start. Well, you know what? And judgment is going to take. Now, here's what God's going to judge evil. He's a just judge. Okay? He starts with the church first. And what's it say? Judge not, lest ye be judged. That's why it's so important for us to forgive. And we have to walk in love. And like I heard Kenneth Copeland say, and I quote him, he said, I don't even like Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, but I love them. And that's the way we've got to be. I don't like them, but I love them. Why? Because God tells me to love them. I had to think about it because I was getting ready to quote Ray Wilson, and I thought, man, that might not be appropriate. But anyway, so here's what we give up on God's promises. We don't look to Donald Trump as being the savior of America. We look to God as being the savior to America, and Donald Trump is just the pawn that he's using. You know, here's the thing. How has Donald Trump been able to take the abuse for 4 years? How has he been able to stand It since November 3rd, there's two reasons. One is because he's been anointed by God to be in that position. And number two is because the body of Christ has continued to pray for him. The devil wants the mouth of the church shut up. And the church has got to stand their ground and not give up. You know, here's what the devil thinks. And here's my religious correctness. Wyatt Earp said, "I'm coming and all hell's coming with me. I ain't afraid of nothing in hell." But the devil needs to know, "I'm coming and all heaven's coming with me." And he don't know what he's opened up. Because it's just like whenever he crucified Jesus, it said, if he would only have known, he wouldn't have crucified Jesus. And if he's going to think, good night, I forgot about the butt kicking that Jesus gave me, and I'm getting, this one is going to be worse. I mean, now, you know, someone that's pretty smart, generally, when you bust them upside the head two or three times, they quit coming back to get hit again. So that tells you how smart the devil is. He's walking up to the bowl, and he's had his head stomped. He's getting ready to get it stomped again. You know, God says, "I prepare a banqueting table for you in the presence of your enemies." That's why the church has got to stand strong. The banquet table has been set forth. And what we got to do is go sit down and eat. And not be concerned about what they're saying. Not be concerned about, well, if Donald Trump don't get in, the church is going to be shut out. Why are people running and cowing from him? Because here's the deal. If Donald Trump didn't get in, they think that them flipping and flopping like a fish out of water is going to save them? Boy, that takes a special kind of ignorant to figure that one out. But here's the deal. We need to be like the pig who supplied the bacon and the ham for breakfast. But a lot of the church is like the chicken. The chicken didn't give nothing. He said, well, let's just supply bacon and eggs for the church. The chicken laid an egg, pretty much one egg every day. He wasn't giving nothing out of the usual. But the pig had to be fully committed. He gave his life so they could eat bacon. And that's what the body of Christ, that's what Jesus did. Jesus gave his life so that we could walk in the fullness of the blessing. Why should we not abandon Donald Trump? America. And by abandoning them, we're abandoning Jesus too. See what we're doing? See, and that's what, whenever they think that they're abandoning Donald Trump, but really what they're doing, they're turning against Jesus. The thing about it is, he's standing for godly principles. And how could the church, how could anyone in the church support a party that stands for murdering babies right up till birth? And they're even going to go as far, they would like to go as far, well, if I don't like the sex, I'll just do away with them then. How could a Christian support that? How could a Christian support same-sex marriage when it's an abomination to God? And here's the deal, the church has allowed it to be watered down. And if it's an abomination to God, it should be an abomination to the church. If it makes God mad, it should make the church mad. But the church has been taught, well, you got to be humble. Well, part of being humble, that don't mean you get run over. Being humble means listen to God and say, Lord, you tell me how to fight this. Because whenever David came back from war, and he had all his mighty men of valor and his family, all their families were taken away and everything. God, David didn't say, well, it must be God's will. He said, Lord, do I pursue? God said, yep. And he pursued. That was being humble. And what did he do? He pursued and he overtook the enemy. And he destroyed it. And that's what the body of Christ needs to do. Be humble. Say, Lord, how do we combat what's going on in America? And he's already told us, right? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I will heal this land. And the thing about this, there, whenever it looks impossible or it looks hopeless, what do we remember? God's word. So what's the devil do? He comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. What is he trying to steal? God's word. If he can steal God's word, he stole God's word from a lot of churches about healing. Because a lot of churches say, well, you never know. God will heal some and God will, some he won't. No, that's BS. God healed everyone that came to him. And it's time that the church takes God at his word and quit playing church. Quit coming in and sitting on the pews and just doing your, well, I went to church on Sunday. Right now, the body of Christ is they're being expected more of it. Because really, the body of Christ is upholding this nation. And that's what we've been put here to do. To further the kingdom of heaven. And the thing about it is, God uses the simple to confound the wise. I don't know how it's going to work. And I don't care if Twitter shuts down every Twitter account. They've shut down the Twitter account of the President of the United States. And that is the most communistic thing you can do. That is treason and they should be killed for it. That is the punishment of treason. I think it's either a firing squad or to be hung. And there's treason going on in America right now. And it's time that the church stands up and does what it's been called to do. Every time Jesus come into contact with evil, what did he do? He defeated it. He didn't cow down to it. He rebuked it. And he said, it is written. Okay. You and I have been given dominion and authority to overcome all the works of the enemy. Just like the word the Lord gave, don't be afraid of what's going on in this nation. God knew the end at the beginning. He wrote the story, and now we get a little. That's why it's so important for us to humble ourselves and say, Lord, how do we go through this? Because he already knows what's going to happen. And like I said, time and time again, I always liked open book tests. Because I could pass them. Because I didn't have to study. All I had to do is just look for the answer. Well, that's what the Bible is. The Bible has got answers to everything that you're ever going to face. And I just happened to write down, Lauren, put up Acts 8, 9 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Huh? Did you not get them programmed? Huh? Frozen? Okay. In the New Living Translation? Well, just read it. Go ahead, and I'll read it in the New Living Translation if I don't like it out of that one. It's, Acts 18, 9 through 11. I'm sorry. Okay. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision and told him, don't be afraid. Speak out. Don't be silent. For I am with you. And no one will attack you and harm you, for many people in this city belong to me. So Paul stayed there for the next year and a half, teaching the Word of God. That's kind of what the Lord gave Pauline this morning. Don't be afraid. We got to speak out the truth. There's no one that can harm us. Yeah, I mean, that's evident all throughout the Bible. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they spoke out. They're not bowing. Could the fiery furnace harm them? Whenever they got thrown in the fiery furnace, that brought Jesus to walk with them. It don't matter what kind of pressure they put on us. When we don't bow down, the Lord comes and walks with us. That's when Jesus said, My God, why have you forsaken me? Why did he say that? So we would never be forsaken. We should never give up on what God has said about America. No matter what it costs, our life or not. Like I used to talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't give up. They took God. And I'm just going to read why we should not give up. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. This is Isaiah 40:31, if you want to write it down. They will soar high on the wings like eagles, and they will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Do you remember about me talking about rising up on wings like eagles? Do you remember me talking about that? How the golden eagles were trained for war, and they had a leather strap, and they had soar up there, and they had rest. And then when the soldiers were attacking, they'd swoop down, and the soldier would tie himself to that eagle, and he would leap 10 and 11 foot at a time. That's what Jesus is telling us. That's what God's telling us. If we don't give up, we'll rise up on wings like eagles, and we'll leap, and we'll overtake the enemy. 1 Peter 4:17, for the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with God's household. And if judgment begins with us, what terrible fate awaits those who have never obeyed. Let me read it in the Good News. That was the New Living Translation. And Lauren may have that. The time has come for judgment to begin, and it will begin with God's family. If it starts with us, what will be the end for those who refuse to obey the good news of God? That's what the left's doing right now. They're refusing to obey the good news. They're refusing to choose life. They're choosing death with abortion. They're refusing to choose God's definition of marriage. They're choosing their own. They're refusing to choose how we were created and saying, well, we can choose. Well, here's the deal. What's going to happen? Those who refuse to obey God's good news. And you know, there's some of them that's not going to repent no matter what. And we know that it's not God's will to destroy them. But pride and ignorance will allow them to be defeated. And I think right now that's what's happening with the left. They're so prideful and arrogant that they think, there's nothing you can do about it. Well, you know what? There's nothing that we can do in the natural. But whenever the children of Israel had their back against the wall at the Red Sea, and it looked like the Egyptian army was going to overtake them, and there's bawling and squalling, blowing snot all over the place, God said, quit your bawling and squalling and stretch out your staff. And the enemy that you see today, you no more. It's time for the church to quit bawling and squalling and do what God's anointed you to do. He told us to pray. And all we have to do is like Moses, we have to pray. That's like stretching out that staff. We're doing what God's told us to do, so that releases God's power to do what he promised, to defeat the enemy. Job 23:10. But you know the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. But every one of us knows God doesn't test us. That was Job saying that. That's like somebody said to me, well, you know, the Bible said God gives and God takes away. I said, the Bible does say that, but it wasn't God that said it. It was Job that said it. So, it wasn't God that says that when he tests Job, but he did know that when the devil tested Job, that Job would come out like refined gold. And that's what the church needs to remember. Right now, the devil's testing us. We're really in the dark part of the test right now. It's when the fire seems so hot. And that's a refining fire that's refining us in purest gold that God created us to be. So, what we need to keep in mind, it don't matter how hot the furnace gets. It don't matter if it's seven times hotter. What matters is don't bow down. Stand on God's word and stand firm. So don't throw away your confidence or trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward. It begins with you and I. God's redemptive redemption for this nation began with the church. It began when the body of Christ started humbling themselves and praying. And the thing about it is, I've heard it said time and time again, if it this election wouldn't have been so corrupt, the depth of the corruptness wouldn't have been brought out into the light. And God is exposing things. He's allowing things to be exposed that he doesn't want any part of in this nation. And if you think it's impossible, what do you think Mary and Martha thought when Jesus walked up and said, where's Lazarus? Said, well, he's dead. Jesus said, roll back that stone. One of them said, he stinks. Well, I imagine he did. But it don't matter how bad this nation stinks, we're in resurrection time. And whenever Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, there wasn't any grave clothes or any death that could hold him back. So what you need to remember is God saying, America, come forth. Church, come forth. And it's going to start in the church, and it's going to all throughout America. It don't matter how dead that the body of Christ thinks they may be. That remnant stands up and does what call them to do, this nation will change. Not because of what we did, it's because we stretched forth the staff and allowed him to work through us. That's what the body of Christ's job is to do. We have to be patient. We live in a McDonald's society when we pull up the deal and want a Big Mac and a large order of fries that when we get to the window, it makes us mad if it's not sitting there waiting on us. Yeah. And that's when it opens, isn't it? Well, you'd think that it'd get there at 4:30 and get the grease hot. Or the microwave hot. I don't blame you. We need might need to take that lunchbox anointing to McDonald's. But hey, we got to be patient. We got to endure right now what's going on. Because in due season, if we don't give up, we will see the reward. We will receive everything that God's promised. It said, for in just a little while, the coming one will come and not delay. And my righteous ones will live by faith, but I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. That's why the church should never abandon America and Donald Trump. And like I said before, it's not about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the one standing in the gap for the godly principles. And you know, I just don't like his tweets. Well, don't worry about it. He's off Twitter now. Twitter, yeah. You know, I mean, how fickle are people? It's time to put on your big boy panties and go. And don't, if you're so offended by what somebody says, how come you even get up and leave the house? Because I guarantee you somebody's bad-mouthing you somewhere. You know. But we're not going to be like those who turn away. This body and the body of Christ is going to stand their ground. And we're not going to be our own destruction. But we are going to prophesy, we're going to decree, and we're going to pray what God's Word says over this nation. We overcome the devil, but what? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's why it is so important for the body of Christ to speak what God's word says. Just like that staff in Moses' hand didn't have any power. What had the power is when God told him to do it, that anointing. That's what the body of Christ. What's God told us to do? He's told us to humble ourselves and pray. And he had healed this land. We've done that, right? So, are we going to say, well, I guess God didn't keep his word. He must be a liar. God says, I'm not a man that I can lie. So God's word's true. God's word will never return to him void. That's why it's so important. When God speaks a word, we speak it back. Because we're empowering his words through the body of Christ. And I'll close with this. I can't remember if it was Hank Kuhneman or who it was. But I listened to a prophecy and he said, because the church has done what I told them to do, I am now able to do what I promised. I can't remember who I heard that. But I mean, my circle has got pretty small to who I listen to. Because I'm not going to listen to any naysayer. I'm not going to listen to anybody who talks how America is going to be destroyed. It's not going to be destroyed. Do you think the Lord is going to allow the devil to take something illegally? What's the Bible say about when you catch a thief? He'll have to pay, what, 7 times. Well, has the thief been caught? Yeah, it don't matter how much the thief denies the theft. He's still been caught. I mean, here's the deal. What's going to happen is this evidence is going to keep coming up and going to keep coming up. And it don't matter how many judges turn it down and how many judges turn it down. You know, even in the Bible, there was a judge that he was unjust. And he didn't fear God or nobody. But what happened? Because of the persistence of the mother. He said, I don't care how many there are. I don't care how many judges there are that's more concerned about their future than the godly principles in America. There will be a judge that stands up and rules correctly. Whether they want to or not. Because you're dealing with the Most High God. And this morning, Dutch Sheets said God told him to go to Washington. and he was going to release Michael, a warring angel, over the city of Washington. So here's the deal. Don't give up. He cannot win, and he will not win. You and I have been given dominion and authority over all the works of the enemy. Don't give up. And that's all I got. How'd you like that close?